Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Stroke touches many of us. It is a leading cause of death in the United States. But for those who survive this brain injury, there can be a long road to recovery, and that is both physically and emotionally. As with most hardships, there isn't really a handbook to overcome something that is so personal because each stroke is different. Luckily, though, there is support to regain one's capabilities and identity. On Saturday, October 7th at Sacramento State, the campus is hosting an event for stroke survivors, their care partners, and those who work in the medical field. The distinguished speaker is Dr. Deborah Meyerson, founder of the nonprofit Stroke Onward and author of the book Identity Theft, Rediscovering Ourselves After Stroke. Dr. Meyerson is joined by Flannery O'Neill, a stroke survivor and executive director of Stroke Onward, as well as Deborah Gonzalez, a speech pathologist who runs a stroke support group here in Sacramento. Good morning and welcome to all of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
A pleasure. Okay, so Deborah Gonzalez, I want to start with you. We have two Deborahs in this conversation. I want to start with you because this segment really begins with you. You reached out to us. You wanted to raise awareness about stroke recovery, and you're a speech pathologist who also hosts a support group here in Sacramento. How did you become so involved in stroke recovery and support?
Well, in fact, the group that I lead was not initially intended to be a support group. I intended it for it to be a communication group, a safe place where people with communication disorders can, you know, practice talking and practice their skills. But as the word got out about the group, it quickly morphed into what I would consider to be a support group. I really just facilitate it and all the group participants lead it. And I just make sure everybody gets a chance to talk. And what I learned from the group is that, you know, stroke recovery isn't about walking and talking. It's about who am I now since my stroke? What are my support groups? What are my challenges? And also care partners are also part of the group.
Mm. And a big part of your pitch was Dr. Meyerson. When did you become connected and aware of her work?
So I can't remember which came first. I saw a story from last summer about Stroke Onward's cycling across the United States. And I'm a cyclist myself, so that really intrigued me. And so I started following them. And then our group collectively read her book. And so each we meet twice a month. So we would talk about a chapter or two each month. And that was just that sold me.
All right, Dr. Meyerson, that brings me to you. You are a tenured Stanford professor, a wife, a mother of three children, and you suffered a severe stroke that just profoundly changed your life. You know, on your bio, you write that it nearly killed you. You were paralyzed on your right side with no speech at all. But you spent 3 years fighting to regain independence, and you turned all of that personal adversity into a nonprofit to help others. So I would love to start with your organization and you telling us about Stroke Onward.
3 years after my stroke, I wrote Identity Theft. Then Steve and I started Stroke Onward. Steve is my husband. And the emotional and identity is so underplayed. The medical model is so dominant. Chronic disability is so not treated well.
Yeah. You know, and Deborah, bringing you in, because you read Dr. Meyerson's book. I mean, obviously, you find her so inspiring. And not only that, it transcends your support group as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I say I've been a speech pathologist for 32 years. My group has met for 7 years, and I've learned more from these stroke survivors and their partners than, you know, anyone could have taught me in school. And I agree, the medical model is overwhelming, and it needs a lot of area to grow.
Mm. Flannery, I want to bring you in because you work very closely with Dr. Meyerson at Stroke Onward. You are a survivor yourself of stroke. How did your life experience connect you with this mission?
You know, I was fortunate to learn about Stroke Onward and about Deborah and Steve a couple of years ago. and after surviving my stroke, really wanted to take my personal experience and my background in health and public health and try to change the system. And that's what we're trying to do at Stroke Onward, is really ensure that the general public understands that emotional recovery from stroke is an integral process for all of us who have been impacted by stroke. It's integral to our full recovery. We need our support from the medical model to get us back on our feet, to get us through physical therapy, occupational, speech, but emotional recovery and emotional support is as important as those other pieces. And so when I learned about the work they were trying to do, it was incredible, because I was trying to do that myself mm-hmm. through support groups, but this is taking it to a much broader level, so that we can really, we seek to that everyone who is touched by stroke has access to the emotional recovery resources and support that they need to rebuild their life in the way that they
need. Yeah, and people may be surprised to learn, Flannery, that you experienced a stroke in your 30s. And I think in that spirit, what are some of the biggest unknowns or misconceptions about surviving a stroke?
I think that is one of them, is just that stroke can happen at any age. I knew something was happening, very serious was happening when I was having a stroke, but it took a while for my brain to understand that I was having a stroke, because I always had attributed that to an older adult disease. But in fact, it can happen to us at any point. It's so important to know that you're not alone when you're in this journey, when you are impacted by stroke, a brain injury, and other traumatic illnesses, that it can feel very isolating. And what can be really meaningful in your recovery is connecting with other people who are going through the same issues. And why Deborah Gonzalez, you know, talked about her group and how people are really, we need connection, and we need connection to our therapists and our health professionals, but also to one another who are walking down that same road.
Yeah, I mean, Deborah, I imagine you had a front row seat to kind of dismantling these unknowns and misconceptions when it comes to suffering a stroke, not only for survivors, but for caregivers, those who love these people as well.
That's right. I mean, again, the medical model has this myth, and Deborah talks about it in her book too, that the first 6 to 12 months are where you're going to get the most recovery. Well, I've been running this group for 7 years, and in those 7 years, we've seen people go from wheelchair to walking. We've seen people get their driver's license back. In fact, that's a very popular topic of conversation mm-hmm. on our group, is driving in the DMV. And when we get somebody new to the group, everybody has a chance to sort of retell their stroke story, and that's always the most powerful day.
Yeah. Dr. Meyerson, I mean, that was you. I mean, you detail 3 years of recovery to regain that independence. You even mentioned, you know, being able to drive in your driver's license as well.
Yeah.
You touched upon your book, Identity Theft. What do you hope readers take away from your personal experience of surviving with a stroke?
The identity is so important, and grief, the aphasia is, I am aphasic, and I am really trying to 13 years after my stroke. And I am really the family is and care partner is so important, and hope, meaning and purpose is so important.
Absolutely. I mean, Dr. Meyerson was talking about aphasia. Flannery, can you explain what that is for someone who isn't aware?
Yes, so aphasia is a very common communication disorder that occurs in strokes, in about 30% of strokes, but it also can occur in other brain injuries and brain disorders. And so Deborah has aphasia, and that can impact our ability to say the words that we want to say. And also sometimes it can affect our ability to understand when other people are speaking to us. I also have aphasia, and my aphasia is different than Deborah's and affects me differently. And it can be a real spectrum of how it impacts people. But it does not in any way indicate that there's a loss of intelligence. It is purely a communication disorder. But our intelligence is intact. It is just harder for us to access our dictionary or our vocabulary. And so that is it's one of the true challenges in stroke recovery, among many. But for those of us with aphasia, that can be a huge impact to our identity. And so I really am thankful for Deb for being willing to be a spokesperson and to speak out about this, because it is very hard, especially when you're living with aphasia.
Yeah, I mean, Flannery, given that you are living with this as well, I mean, at the root of this that Dr. Meyerson is talking about is a change in identity, you know, who we were before stroke and who we are after. How did you navigate that as someone who has survived a stroke yourself?
So I have to laugh a little bit, because I navigated this whole journey without realizing that what I was struggling with was identity until I read Deborah's book several years later. So I really leaned heavily on family and friends. And then at the time I was living in a small town with no access to a peer support group. And so I decided to put one together so that I could meet some other people. And so connecting with peers in, whether it is in an in-person group, whether it is a Facebook group, there are lots of different ways, even listening to podcasts, reading books. There are so many ways to read other people's stories, and really that has helped me a lot in kind of rebuilding who I want to be and understanding what it's like to live a full life after you've had an illness like stroke.
Dr. Meyerson, if someone is just in the thick of it right now, going through this, a stroke or a brain injury, and this conversation resonates with them, what advice do you have for someone who is going through the emotional journey in recovery?
The choice is really, choice is so important, and I am multiple identities. I sometimes I really I am going to shock, or sometimes it's multiple identities.
Absolutely. Deborah Gonzalez, I want to end with you, because it started with you and it's not over yet. There's an event this Saturday at Sacramento State. What would you like people to know for those interested in attending? We have about 30 seconds left.
Well, it's at Folsom Hall. It's sponsored by the Center for Health Practice Policy and Research, or CHPR program. You can come at 10 a.m. for registration and a free breakfast. And then Dr. Meyerson and her husband are speaking until about 11:30. And from 11:30 to 1, we're having a health fair.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah, Dr. Meyerson, and Flannery, for just such an important conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that is Dr. Deborah Meyerson, founder of the nonprofit Stroke Onward and author of the book Identity Theft: Rediscovering Ourselves After Stroke. Flannery O'Neill is a stroke survivor and executive director of Stroke Onward. And Deborah Gonzalez is a speech pathologist who runs a stroke support group here in Sacramento. We have more information for the event on Saturday at Sacramento State on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org. cap.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.